The curtains open. The curtains open to reveal. Circus. Animal acts. Act 1, the cloistered bats, a monastic cameo. The curtains open to reveal a painted backdrop of the cloisters of a monastery. In the center of the stage is a grand piano, on the underside of which hang a cluster of bats. On the top of the piano is a candelabra with 9 candles burning. Gradually, the candles burn down, go out one by one, and the curtains close.
Two, The Moth and the Sloth, Behind Closed Doors. The curtains open to reveal a painted backdrop of the interior of a hotel bedroom. There is a single spotlight onto the floor of the stage. A moth flies round in circles, trapped in the spotlight beam. At the base of the spotlight beam, on the floor of the stage, a sloth is licking a high-heeled shoe. After 5 minutes, the curtains close. Act 3, The Constabulary Ducks. Hurrah for the boys in blue. We have written a painted backdrop of the exterior of a police station. On stage are two tables, 1 meter apart. On one table is a wicker cage containing a duck. On the other table is a bowl of water. The curtains open to reveal world misery over the far After 5 minutes, the curtains close.
Act 4, The Lobster Brothel, defies description.
Curtains open to reveal the interior of a brothel. In the center of the stage is a rat on a treadmill. Act 5, The Polar Bear and the Ostrich, a domestic idyll. The curtains open. In front of the painted backdrop of a blazing log fire in a marble fireplace, a polar bear lies on its belly with its legs splayed out on either side. Between its back legs is an ostrich with its head in a pile of sand. A 5 minutes, the curtains close. On the Condor, a frozen brief. The curtains open to reveal the painted backdrop of the main gate of a hospital for the criminally insane. In the center of the stage is a high brick wall lined up at a right angle to the footlights. On the top of the wall is a condor. On either side of the wall is a closed door. A giant tortoise crosses the stage, and the curtains close. Curtains open to reveal. The curtains open to reveal. The curtains open to reveal. The cloistered bats, a high-heeled shoe, a constabulary ducks is licking a high-heeled shoe. Constabulary ducks, hurrah for the boys in blue. The polar bear and the ostrich, the dying fish, rat on a treadmill.
As a messenger boy in a grocer's, I got on very well with the boss, and one day he said to me, "Would you like to go up to Hengler Circus and of course?"
Not the least. 100 lobsters are waving their claws.
My boss was a very kind man, and I was only too glad to accept his invitation.
So it was quite an elaborate.
We went to Glasgow by tram car. We had a meal at some restaurant.
The educated giraffe.
Then we went into a circus and we sat, I think. I think it was in some back balcony or gallery, or it must have been a very highly raised part of the auditorium. The hall was crowded, I recollect. I think there were a number of soldiers among the audience, maybe some on leave and some who were convalescent after being wounded in the war. That was, of course, the First World War.
Was there much difference between the show or the impression?
I seem to remember looking down at the circus ring. It was an extension of a huge stage which was further back, and if I remember aright, if this stage was all set and ready for the big water spectacle, which was to end the show.
What did it change into?
Well, I don't know. I never was back, you see, after.
I sat, it looked magnificent. Well, there was no water, at least not then.
Yes,
it was not only the climax to the whole evening's entertainment, it was a finale to the short drama or play, which was the last item. on a well varied circus program.
But just
and the title of
casual, I wasn't interested.
Well, there were quite a number of circus acts, acrobats, clowns, etc. I think at that time that the famous clown of Hengler's was called Doodles.
Mainly for younger people. So I think that's about all I can tell you.
I don't remember seeing any big animal acts like lions or tigers. I don't think Hengler's had a menagerie. I think, however, they did have horses or ponies with bareback riding. However, I just cannot recollect that as a positive thing. As I said before, it was a full house audience and there were quite a lot of children and youngsters in the hall and the shouts of applause at times was deafening. But everyone, I think, was anticipating the drama to end the show with the big spectacle.
An ongoing situation.
To be quite frank, no one there on that night was disappointed. Many Waters, that's the title of the short play which ended the entertainment, was a sort of Western drama. I'm not quite sure now of the plot, but I think it concerned the legend or prophecy concerning the Red Indians. That when Many Waters crashed over this waterfall again,
the main gate of a prison. In the center of the stage stands a camel. From the roof of the stage,
some of
their
land which had been taken from them by the advance of the white civilization.
After 30 minutes, the
and the souls of their dead,
the royal swan.
In peace to the happy hunting grounds. I think that was something
painted
to
bank
do
drop
with the
Buckingham
legend or
Palace
story of Many Waters
of coal.
Oh, I remember, however, very well the final scene of that Many Waters.
Chimpanzee shits into the palm of its hand, then the curtains close. The voice of the Lord.
But,
Act 9, The Hound on the Altar, The Voice of the Lord. The curtains open to reveal the painted backdrop of the interior of a court. At the front of the stage, facing the auditorium and illuminated from below by the footlights, is an Alsatian dog which snarls, growls and barks incessantly for 5 minutes, then the curtains close.
There were only, I recall, two men on the stage, and one was an Indian, and the other a cowboy. Well, the actors were dressed accordingly, and the Indian was either wounded or dying, and the cowboy, I think, was imploring him to let him help him. But the redskin was having nothing to do with it. He didn't want any help, and I distinctly remember the only words from that drama which have remained in my mind.
The curtains open to reveal.
And the cowboy looked at him steadily for a few moments. Then he backed away and left the stage. By this time, the audience was becoming very, very tense. I was almost shaking like a leaf because I was only 14 years of age and I was very subjective at that time. At that time, we had no sophisticated entertainment. We relied on silent films and any time that guns went off in the silent films, some of us would always shout out, hands up, or something like that. So The whole audience seemed to be on edge, as though anticipating something amazing which was about to happen.
The curtains opened to reveal a painted backdrop of the interior of a suburban
lying on this, it wasn't flat.
On the stage, a pig with its
head stuck in a skating boot rushes backwards and forwards. The curtains close.
Something risen from the stage a few feet above it, and you could see him lying. He wasn't dead, but you could see him lying quite motionless. And the lighting effects, they all combined to give it, to make the whole thing more and more tense. And I had
feel the painted backdrop of the interior of the church.
A sort of trembling coming
at
into
the
my
front of the stage, facing the auditorium, and illuminated from below by the footlights, is an Alsatian dog which snarls, growls, and barks incessantly.
And within a moment or two, it happened.
The curtains close.
And the lighting effects, they all combined to give it, to make the whole thing more and more tense. And I had a strange, I could feel my heart suddenly pounding quite a bit and a sort of trembling coming into my knees. And I looked around me and everyone's face was set, staring, dead at that stage as though something strange was going to happen. And within a moment or two, it happened. There was a strange roaring sound, a tearing, roaring sound. And suddenly, from that, over that waterfall that came at first, a gentle, very gentle flow of water. It was almost ludicrous to think of it as a waterfall. Yet within a very short time, it was a torrent which poured down and raged and roared. You could see the redskin, it didn't fall onto the redskin. You could see that as it fell behind him, he stretched out as though he was ready for death. The torrent roared, it roared, and the people just looked on and gasped in amazement. I had never seen anything so wonderful in my life as at that time. And then the lights, the whole thing darkened, the whole auditorium darkened, all the lighting went away, you could hear the roaring of the water. Gradually everything, the roaring ceased, everything became quiet, gradually the lights went up, and everything in the stage was peaceful and quiet. There were no sign of any more water. The torrent had passed, the Indian had gone, the white man had gone. I don't recall that anyone came on even to take a bow to the audience. I don't even remember if there was a curtain at that stage, at the backstage, to fall or not, but I do know that the audience rose and gave that play and that entertainment a rapturous reception. It was one of the most wonderful spectacles I myself have ever seen.
The Royal Painted backdrop of Buckingham Palace,
a treasure island.
In the centre of the stage is a large mound of coal.
The curtains open to reveal a painted backdrop
of Buckingham
Palace,
beating its wings and hissing. After 5 minutes, the curtains close.
On the top of which stands a swan, beating its wings and.
After 5 minutes, the curtains close, hissing.
Act 14.
the stockbroker chimp. The curtains open. The curtains open. The curtains open.
Change.
On stage, a chimpanzee shits into the palm of its hand, eats the turd. Eats the turd. Eats the turd. The turd. Clapping loudly. The curtains close. Act open. Closed. Act Olympic Stadium. The rage erupted snoops. Walks around an arena. Four old poodles. To the tune of. Curtains close. The curtains close. Steam. The cats. The tables are turned. The curtains open. Thank you.
Thank you.